Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. We begin in Russia, where four men accused of staging the concert hall attack that killed more than 130 people appeared in court Sunday, showing signs of severe beatings as they faced formal terrorism charges. One appeared to be barely conscious during the hearing. Three of the suspects had heavy bruising and swollen faces. In Venezuela, candidates must register by tonight to run for this year's presidential election. But the nation's leading opposition parties say they've been blocked from registering their candidate. Manuel Rueda reports.
Time is ticking for Venezuela's opposition. Candidates for this summer's presidential election must be registered by this evening. But since being named the alternate candidate in place of opposition leader Maria Corina Machado, Corina Yoris has been barred from officially registering her candidacy. Machado is the most popular opposition leader in Venezuela and regularly defeats President Nicolas Maduro in opinion polls. She was banned from running for office by Venezuela's Supreme Court, which is stacked with Maduro loyalists. So with elections looming, Machado picked a replacement, an academic with whom she shares a name. The opposition say they have been unable to enter Yoris's details on a website where candidates must be registered by this evening. They've asked for a 3-day extension to sign up their new candidate. Manuel Rueda, CBC News, Bogota.
Donald Trump faces a deadline today to post a bond in a civil case that he's trying to appeal in New York. The former U.S. president needs to come up with more than $454 million. His lawyers have told the court he can't raise that much money. Officially, it's spring, but for millions of people in the U.S., it sure doesn't feel like it. Steve Futterman looks at the winter storm making its way across the country.
More than a dozen states are under weather warnings, facing all sorts of problems. Snow, rain, floods, tornadoes. In Iowa, blizzards are making it nearly impossible to drive. All this is happening during the first week of spring. In Portland, Maine, Mike Murray, the Public Works Director, says his department was prepared.
We try to transition to spring whenever we can, but we always keep the equipment ready for winter.
In New Jersey, some residents were struggling to contain the floods.
We had to build something to surround the outside of our house so that in events like this, it won't get as bad as it has in the past.
And in Vermont, where they've just experienced one of the warmest winters on record, Paul Dobson removed spring snow from the front of his home.
Shoveling the driveway, one of the first times this year.
In many areas, the forecast calls for more snow, wind, and some freezing rain through Tuesday. Steve Futterman for CBC News, Los Angeles.
And finally, the Juno Awards were held in Halifax last night to honor the best in Canadian music. Charlotte Cardin, The Beaches, and Talk took home top honors in a show hosted by Nelly Furtado. Eli Glasner reports.
After a few years out of the spotlight, Nelly Furtado returned in grand style last night in Halifax. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Beaming a big smile, the host opened the show with a collection of her greatest hits. Female rockers The Beaches beat out Nickelback and The Arkells to take home Group of the Year.
To all the young girls watching, go start bands with your best friends. Thank you.
With Tate McRae winning Artist and Single of the Year, Charlotte Cardin winning Album for her record, 99 Nights. Ottawa artist Talk belted out his hit, Runaway to Mars, and took home Breakthrough Artist of the Year. Eli Glasner, CBC News, Halifax.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Neil Herland.